and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you're tuned in to the broadcast again, and we're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse number 57. Mary has come and has visited with Elizabeth and rejoiced. They are found rejoicing in the Lord and his touch upon them and the Lord's use of them in their lives. What a blessing that is. All of it indicating and showing us faith in the Lord, faith in the Lord's work and his plan, that he is faithful and able to perform those things that he's purposed to do. And he uses means, he uses sinners that he saved for his great work. And what a blessing that is to be used of the Lord. We pick it up here in chapter number 1 of the Gospel of Luke, verse number 57. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. Are you surprised? No, that's what the angel had said. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. She was up there in years, and it was beyond the time that normally a woman could have a child. But as the angel said, nothing's impossible with God. And it came to pass that on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. Now we need to remember that Zacharias, the babe's father, Elizabeth's husband, he can't speak because he doubted what the angel said, sought for a sign. And the angel Gabriel said, well, the sign will be is that you won't be able to speak until your son is born. And so they undertake at the babe's circumcision, where he will be officially named. They're going to call him after his daddy, right? Little Zacharias. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. Because Zacharias had been writing, wearing out that writing tablet to tell her about what had happened and what he had seen and heard and so forth. And so that had been conveyed unto Elizabeth. And they said unto her, verse 61, there is none of thy kindred that is called by that name. Well, you don't have anybody in your family that's called by the name of John. What sense does that make? And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And so they go over to Zacharias, and they you know, how people do when somebody has a disability that way, and Zacharias couldn't speak. And so they're over there motioning to him, trying to get out of him confirmation of this. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. Said, what? So Zacharias still cannot speak. The child has been around, has been delivered better than a week. He still cannot speak. He's wondering, no doubt, when it is that he's going to get his speech back. He writes down, his name is John. Zacharias believes, doesn't he? He believes. He has faith in the word of the Lord and what the Lord has said. They marveled all, said, well, they don't have anybody in their family that's named John. And they just marveled. They couldn't believe it. And his mouth was opened immediately. See, when there's obedience to the Lord, when there's a yielding and a desiring of the Lord's will and way in our lives, there will be an opening up of the tongue that we might speak. And I know this in particular with Zacharias was a miraculous thing and a thing done to prove to him. But you know what? In principle, it is so. If we yield to our Lord in every way, if we look to our Lord, knowing that his way and his plan, his purpose is the only way of blessing, the only way that he will be glorified, then our tongues will be loosed. Our Lord will help us in that way. His mouth was opened immediately, verse 64, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them. And all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, what manner of child shall this be? Oh, this is so different. This is so different than any other child being born. What's it going to be with this child? What will it be with this child? What manner of child shall this be? Verse 66, and the hand of the Lord was with him. And indeed it was, because the Lord had called him, even from his mother's womb. And his father Zacharias, verse 67, was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied. So we see again a filling of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is going to utter something through Brother Zacharias. He's going to use Brother Zacharias and fill him that he might speak, saying, verse 68, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. He said, this is the answer. We are a people oppressed. We are a nation under rule by the Romans. And our Lord has not forgotten us. Our Lord is delivering us. Our Lord is going to save us. He has redeemed his people. He's buying them back. There is a hope. There's this horn. There's one that's going to stand up. A horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. They knew the descendancy of Mary, didn't they? They knew that Jesus is coming from the house of David, and that he's sending his forerunner, as has been prophesied. You reckon Zacharias has been studying about the forerunner to Christ? Gabriel told Zacharias about it. You reckon he's been going down to the synagogue and looking into the scriptures and thinking back at the scriptures that he knew and putting it together and understanding that this prophecy is about my son? This prophecy is being fulfilled ahead of the Savior that is at hand. He's raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Zacharias isn't speaking about John the Baptist right now. He's speaking about Jesus. He's speaking about the one that Mary is carrying. Verse number 70, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. See? He's been down there studying, hadn't he? He's been down there looking into those things. He's been down there reading that passage that, behold, a virgin shall conceive. That they knew. In that 3 months that they visited, as Mary visited with Elizabeth, they talked. They talked about the things that are at hand and what the Lord has done and is doing. And they came to understand that Mary was found with child and she had not had any intimate relationship with any man. And raised up an horn of salvation, verse 69, for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. Verse 71, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. A promise of salvation to men, women, boys, and girls across the world, and a promise to the Lord's nation of salvation and redemption from persecution of this world, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Verse 72, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, covenants that the Lord had made, covenants that he had made with Abraham, covenants that he made with the nation. The Lord has not forgotten. The Lord has not forgotten. As dark and as gloomy and as impossible as it appears to be, the Lord has not forgotten. The oath which he sware to our father Abraham, verse 73, verse 74, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. There's coming a day. There's coming a day that we might serve our Lord. And in a millennial reign, that'll be a time where the Lord will make a distinction with his nation, and they will be able to serve the Lord without fear, without any oppression, without any hindrance. They'll be able to serve and worship their Lord. That he would grant to us being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. So here, Zacharias is filled with the Holy Spirit of God. He's saved. He's got the Spirit of God within him. But you know what? The Spirit of God is standing up and is going to state something. He's going to make a statement about something. And you know what he does? He uses this man. He uses this man, Zacharias, the son of John the Baptist. He uses him to speak forth the truth. Interesting how that is. When Satan possesses sinners and the demons, the fallen angels, his minions, his demons possess sinners, and they look to speak, it's always in wickedness. It's always in deception of man. It's always in the wickedness of Satan and his work and those that are with him. But when the Spirit of God takes hold of a man, a woman, and they speak forth wonderful, pure, lovely, beautiful, God-honoring, God-glorifying truth. Oh, that we may be filled. That we may be filled with the Spirit of our God. And so now, he turns his attention, having glorified the Savior and the work of God in bringing the Savior, and now he turns to his own son. And thou, child, verse 76, shall be called the prophet of the highest, and thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. He said, son, you've got a calling upon you to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. There's come one that's going to pay for their sins will be your message. And you'll be telling and pointing them that they can be set free by the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the tender mercy of our God, verse 78, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. The day spring, the bright and morning star, the one that is the light of the world, the Savior of men. He's come and he's here. And he's here to redeem us and to save us. Verse 79, he said, you're going to be the prophet of the highest. Verse 79, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. Son, you're going to be used of the Lord to tell the truth. The gospel, the good news of the Savior, and how it is that we can be delivered out of this dark, dark place. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts until the day of his showing into Israel. And so here we have the birth of John the Baptist. We have the loosing of the tongue by the Holy Spirit of God and his work and his father Zacharias and the things again that the Lord said would be true and are true by the mouth of Gabriel have come to pass. Zacharias obeyed the word of the Lord and that his child would be called John. And here he is. He's born today. And our brother tells him that his name is going to be John, even though there's no other that's been named in his family. John is his name, and then his tongue is loosed. He glorifies the Savior, and he tells about the work and the mission of the Lord upon his son. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the word and the truth of his wonderful gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org.
Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.